Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. The Prime Minister is backing in WA police processes as an internal affairs investigation commences into the fatal shooting of a 16-year-old in Perth South. Officers called to a car park in Willerton on Saturday night after a man was allegedly stabbed. Officers deploying tasers at the teenager who then lunged at police and was shot. Anthony Albanese says his thoughts with the victim in hospital and the officers involved.
Police will go through their processes and that is important. That be backed up. My job is to back up our security agencies and our police in the important work that they do.
Financial support is on the way to help teaching and nursing students during their mandatory work placements. From July next year, they'll be eligible to receive a $320 weekly payment. Education Minister Jason Clare says it will help more than 70,000 students nationwide.
Placement poverty is a real thing. So many students have told me that it's forced them to either drop out of their course or delay completing their degree. And this is practical help to help people to do the practical part of their degree.
The Cook government wants to get more electric vehicles onto WA roads with a $5.2 million boost in Thursday's budget. A $3,500 rebate is available for drivers of EVs powered by battery or hydrogen under 70 grand. Qantas has settled with the competition watchdog over cancelled flights during COVID. The airline has agreed to put $20 million into a program to help impacted customers.